Before now, Simon Coveney was seen as the main pro-life voice around the cabinet table. He'd voiced his opposition to abortion on demand and said that despite his support for repealing the Eighth Amendment, unrestricted access up to 12 weeks wasn't something he could back. Today, he struck a different tone. The Foreign Affairs Minister said that if we do nothing, abortion pills will still be bought online, a situation he says can't be allowed to continue given the dangers involved. Minister Coveney's change of heart has been welcomed by Alva Smith from the Together for Yes campaign.
Very, very heartening to see that. I know he appears to have given a great deal of thought to it and to have taken advice, and that he is coming to the conclusion that this is the sensible and, above all, I think the responsible thing to do.
But pro-life campaigner Katie Asco is concerned.
I have this really important responsibility to speak up for those who literally don't have a voice and are the most vulnerable in our society.
Health Minister Simon Harris is expected to bring detailed proposals to Cabinet this week, spelling out restrictions to access to the abortion pill and outlawing late-term abortions. It seems these reassurances have swayed Simon Coveney ahead of the planned referendum.